Hi guys, my name's Eileen. Welcome to the first episode of The Lavender Lifestyle, the podcast on lifestyle design for millennials. I am a YouTube creator, blogger, singer, musician, and artist of life. And I'm here to guide you to become a master artist of your life. You can create the life that you've always imagined. Life is an art. Make it your masterpiece. I'm so excited to kick off this podcast and go more in depth into my life lessons. In each episode, I'm going to focus on one major lesson that I've learned in my journey in creating my dream life. For the first half of the podcast, I'll be sharing a personal story, a story that goes deeper than anything I've ever shared before. And then the second half of the podcast will focus more on tips on how you can apply this lesson to your life. Ready? Let's dive in. Be stronger than your fears, bolder than your insecurities. So all my life, I've loved to sing. Up until high school, though, only 2.5 people knew this fact. Myself, my mom, and my younger brother who wasn't really paying attention, so he counts as half. So naturally, I was just a shy kid. I was never the type to want to ever draw attention to myself. So I loved to sing, but I kept that a secret to myself. And for the most part, I was okay with that. In 2007, I discovered something called YouTube. This was like way back when YouTube was a brand new platform and people were just figuring out how to use it. And during this time, a lot of people started to post cover songs on YouTube. And I noticed that people would blow up from their cover songs. And I was so inspired to see normal people like just make it to another level just through social media. That was such a new thing back then. So the one person who inspired me the most was Marié Digby. I don't know if you guys know who she is, but she made a cover of Rihanna's Umbrella, and I just was blown away because I saw her video and I loved her cover, and then a few weeks later I heard it on the radio, and that was like, wow, I did not know that that was possible, that you could post something online and it could end up on the radio and really like have your career take off. So seeing Marié Digby really inspired me to want to make cover videos of my own on YouTube. So that was my senior year of high school, and it was around that time that I got my first MacBook. And this was like the coolest thing at the time. It was when the MacBook was like all white. It was so sleek, so fresh, and I was just so excited because it had a webcam. And honestly, that was like the thing I cared about the most. Like, here I had a webcam. This was my tool to film videos of myself singing, playing piano. I could finally upload videos to YouTube. So I started to just record videos of myself and post them on the internet, on YouTube, and I realized that I was actually pretty comfortable sharing myself with strangers online more than I was comfortable with sharing my talents with my friends in real life. That's just something weird about me. I think I'd rather like post something for the whole world to see rather than share it with like an intimate group of people that are in my life. So I was really excited about this new hobby of mine. I would go home from school, record videos of myself singing, playing piano to whatever pop song I was into at the time, and just share it online. One day, I was at school, and one of my friends from band came up to me, and she was like, "Oh my God, Eileen, I totally saw a video of you singing on YouTube. I didn't know you sang. You sound so great. Why didn't you tell anybody about your singing?" So first of all, I was like totally taken aback because one, I didn't expect that anybody in my life would find the videos that I posted online. That was just like a strange, strange concept to me. And two, I was flattered, but I was super embarrassed because I didn't know how to react. I never thought that anyone in my life would find out about my singing, and I've never had anybody like tell me that my singing was good. I didn't even know if I was good. I was the only judge of my singing, and I just did it for fun. And, you know, I guess I was scared to share with other people because I didn't want people to judge me or think I was horrible. But yeah, it was just like a weird experience for me. But of course, I said thank you. I was flattered. And from then on, I think the word kind of spread and people started to find out that I sang and had videos on YouTube. And I just kind of took it as that. So I remember hanging out at a friend's house for a party, and he had a piano there. And someone was like, "Oh my God, Eileen, you have to sing something for us. Please play something and sing something. We want to hear you live." And I was like, oh my goodness, I was so embarrassed, and I was making so many excuses, like, no, I can't, not right now, not here, I'm not ready, I'm sick. I would just make so many excuses because I was just seriously scared. I was scared to perform in public in front of all my friends in high school. Like, what if I sucked? What if everyone made fun of me? I think in my mind, even though they saw my videos online, I still felt like there was a chance that people would not like my singing live. Like, I was just really... I had a lot of insecurities and fear around that. So I would just brush it off and avoid performing in front of people for many years to come. Fast forward a few years, I went to a local show where some YouTubers and musicians were performing. And I was just there as an audience member, but I remember that the MC announced at some point in the night that there's going to be an open mic at the end of the night and anyone could come up to sing. So again, my friends around me were like egging me on, like, "Eileen, you have to go up and sing something. That would be so awesome. Just sing like one song." And for me, in my head, I was like, oh my God, this is happening again. And I was just so scared. On one hand, I did want to go up there because I wanted to kind of like show my talents. I've never done this before. I kind of wanted to go up there and try it. But on the other hand, I was just so scared, and all these like worst case scenarios started playing in my head. Like, what if I trip up there? What if I just mess up? What if I squeak? What if I sound horrible? What if everyone makes fun of me? All of my fears and insecurities surrounding me. So basically the whole show, I couldn't even enjoy the music. I was just sitting there having an internal conflict, a war in my head. Should I go? I kind of want to go. No, I don't want to go. No, I'm scared. Yes, I want to go. No, I'm scared. So I just kept going back and forth like that in my head. At the end of the night, I did not go up. I just stayed in my seat. I did not move. I let my fear paralyze me. And of course, my friends were a little disappointed that I didn't go up. But honestly, the person who was most disappointed in myself was me. Honestly, I regretted not going up so much that I was like so annoyed at myself. Like, I went home, I vented in my journal, and I wrote all these things like, I just couldn't believe that I was such a coward, and I really let my fears stop me from going up there and trying to put myself out there. I had always been scared of performing live in front of people, especially my friends, but it was getting to a point where it was just stupid. Like, I didn't know why I was avoiding it for so long. And from that moment on, I vowed to stop being so scared to show what I got and just to be more bold in putting myself out there. So over the next few years, I really developed myself musically, and eventually I started performing more and more. So of course, at the beginning, I definitely had my stage fright. I remember being so nervous before my first few shows, and I remember at those shows, my hands would be trembling as I'm trying to play the piano, and I would forget lyrics, I would completely blank out, and then I would fumble, and I would be like, oh shit, I'm sorry. And then I would curse on stage, and then I would apologize for cursing on stage, and it was just like really bad. But over time, I noticed that my nerves calmed down, because after I practiced and practiced and had more experience performing, it just started to become more fun, and I started to get more comfortable on stage where I could be myself and I could finally let loose. So 2013 was my year of being bold in music. That was the year where I performed a ton. I was performing at least once or twice a month, and near the end of the year, I came out with my first album. So with an album, I had to organize an album release party. And that's an event where I had to invite all of my closest friends and family and just fans of my music to come gather and hear me perform my album. And it was an event that I was really nervous about, because I had never really organized an event around me, like having me at the center. I'd always just perform at other people's shows. So it was the first time that I really made a big deal about myself, and that was very awkward for me at first. But I worked so hard on this album that I knew I had to give it my all and promote it to everyone I knew. So I sucked it up and I organized this whole party, invited everybody, and Honestly, in the beginning, I was nervous for that show, but by now I had the confidence to do it anyway. I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna go up on stage. I'm used to this. I'm comfortable on stage now, and I'm just gonna perform. I'm gonna put my heart out on there. So I went up and I got through like the first couple songs, and after that, it really became fun. And I noticed that the energy at that party was like unlike anything that I had felt before. There was so much love and support in the room, and it was like really nice to have all of my closest friends and family with me at that time. It was just like honestly one of the best moments of my life, and I will never forget it. So you guys know that my biggest fear was to perform in front of all my closest friends and family, but this was the night that everything really came full circle. This was the night that I had really become stronger than my fears, bolder than my insecurities. And it took me many, many years to get to that point, but I'm so proud that I did. So be stronger than your fears, bolder than your insecurities. Let me clarify what that means. It doesn't mean that you don't have fears. It means that you have to just be stronger than your fears. Your fear will always be there, but you can't let it stop you. One of my favorite books is Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert. And in that book, she kind of creates this metaphor that I really love. So imagine your life is a road trip and you are the driver. Fear is like the baby sitting in the back seat, crying, wailing, trying to get your attention. Fear will always be in the car with you. It will always be with you on your life journey. But the point is, you are the driver. You are still in control of where you want to go with your life. So you have to acknowledge that fear is there and it will be there for the rest of your trip. But never under any circumstances do you let fear drive the car, because you are the driver and you are in control. The same thing goes with your insecurities. You know, we all have insecurities. You can acknowledge that they're there, but you just have to be bolder than them. Let the boldness in you run the show. It's that adventurous part of you that doesn't think twice, the part of you that will just dive right in and just do the thing. Now I'm going to share some tips on how to be stronger than your fears, bolder than your insecurities. The first tip is to acknowledge that you have gifts. So you will only flourish once you acknowledge your gifts and believe in yourself. This is how you build your strength over fear. So I have this friend who is a fashion photographer. So in school, she studied fine art, and she's always had a great eye for visuals. She is like a true artist. But after she graduated, she ended up working at this e-commerce website where it was kind of a dead-end job, and she didn't enjoy what she was doing. She didn't feel like she was utilizing her gifts. So because she truly believed in her gifts as a visual artist, she decided to quit that job and start hustling as a freelance fashion photographer. And you guys know that's like a really tough hustle because there's so many photographers out there. But over time, I've watched her grow her network, and now she's the photographer for one of the biggest fashion bloggers out there. And I get to see her like travel to all these fashion weeks all around the world, and it's just so fun. It's so inspiring to see how much she's grown and where she's gone, all because she believed in her gift as a visual artist and photographer. The second tip on how to be stronger than your fears, bolder than your insecurities is let your fear guide you. So treat fear as your compass. Your fears will show you where you need to go in order to grow. The things that scare you most are usually the things that mean the most to you. When I had the idea to create my album for the first time, it was such a scary concept. I was scared to do it because I was like, oh my gosh, here was a project that was kind of exciting, but at the same time, it could also reveal how bad I was at songwriting and producing music, all of these things that I was just learning at the time. And I was scared to show my work to people because it was so new to me. But instead of letting those fears stop me from doing it, I let my fears guide me through that project. And now it's one of my proudest accomplishments. The next tip on how to be stronger than your fears, bolder than your insecurities: don't overthink it. If you spend too much time thinking, that window of opportunity will be over before you know it. That's what happened to me in the story that I told today. I literally spent too much time in my head thinking and thinking and thinking and battling that All I was doing was really sitting there doing nothing, and the time passed me by. Before I knew it, the night was over, and I lost my chance to make it happen. I didn't go up there to sing at that open mic. The next tip is to have no regrets, but if you do, use them to push yourself to change. So in the story I told today, I regretted my decision so deeply that it sparked a change within me. I was just so disgusted with the coward in myself that I wasn't brave enough to go up there and sing one song, not even try, that I vowed from then on to just grow some balls and be stronger than my fears. And the last tip on how to be stronger than your fears, bolder than your insecurities, stop using the excuse that you aren't good enough. So this is never a good excuse. Sure, you may not be great, you may not be amazing, but nobody is perfect. And especially, nobody is perfect on the first try. You only become good by putting yourself out there in situations where you're not ready. If you go back and listen to my singing videos from 2007, I was not that good. Like, my voice was weak and undeveloped, and I was just very amateur. It was not good. But I only improved over time because I had years and years of practice. You can even hear the improvement in my voice if you go back and you skip through all those videos in chronological order. The key is having the courage to start in the first place. Over time, with practice, I improved little by little. So you don't have to be good enough right now, but you have to support yourself enough to let yourself try. All right, so I just gave you a few tips on how to be stronger than your fears, bolder than your insecurities. Again, they were: acknowledge that you have gifts. Let your fear guide you. Don't overthink it. Have no regrets, but if you do, use them to push yourself to change. And lastly, stop using the excuse that you aren't good enough. Remember what Elizabeth Gilbert said about fear. Imagine fear is that baby in the back seat. You are the driver. Never let that baby drive. You are in control, so you can take your life wherever you want to go. And just acknowledge that your fears and insecurities will be there with you, but you don't have to listen to them. You can still do what you want to do. So repeat after me. I am stronger than my fears, bolder than my insecurities. Thanks for tuning in. My name's Eileen, and you just listened to The Lavender Lifestyle, the podcast on lifestyle design for millennials. Bye.